Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. Can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God, and good evening to everyone. Welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are so thankful that you have joined us this evening. We have a special program tonight. We call it our Sweet Hour of Prayer. Praise God. And we thank God for the opportunity to come before him with those that have joined alongside us to lift up the name of our glorious God, to be able to come together in a time of prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, making our requests be made known to our Lord, who with nothing, praise God, nothing is impossible for him. We know that prayer moves mountains. We know that prayer is a powerful weapon. Hallelujah. We know that where there's but a few, it could be even two gathered together, touching and agreeing upon anything the Word of God says, that it shall be done. So we thank God for the opportunity tonight to be able to pray, to be able to come before our God with our petitions, knowing that God hears. And knowing that God answers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. We thank God for everyone that has tuned in also. If you have a prayer request, we are going to have a time where we will allow for our audience as well to be able to share any prayer requests that you may have. So stay tuned for that. And when that time comes, just simply press 1 on your dial pad and we will dispatch you into the studio and lift your prayer request up as well. Praise God. We just give God all the glory. Before we get started, we certainly recognize and thank God for his presence with us, with without whom we could do absolutely none of this. Nothing can we not can we do without the presence of God. So we thank God for his presence as well as we thank God for yours. We're going to go ahead and usher in our presence of God and honor him with a song of praise tonight. Then we are going to go ahead and get started with our ministers, Minister Hilton Britt, Mother Pat Gallo, Minister Elder Matty Green, that will be joining Pastor Jay and I in this time of prayer. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, because he indeed is an awesome God.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of,
giver of salvation.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm
somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy name.
Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty. He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's
Amen. Our God is indeed an awesome God. Praise God. And we give him all the praise, honor, and glory. We're going to change the agenda just a slight bit. We're going to begin with a corporate prayer as we do with the Lord's Prayer for everyone. And normally we would end the broadcast with requesting prayer, but the Holy Spirit is just leading me to go ahead and open the lines initially for prayer requests. And so after we pray corporately, the Lord's Prayer, if you have a prayer request or you know of someone that needs prayer, please go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will go ahead and get your prayer request down so that we can address it during our time of prayer. Praise God. Pastor Jasper is going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer, and we ask at this time if everyone will go ahead and join together in unity and oneness and bow your head as we say the Lord's Prayer. Praise God.
Let's pray. Our Father.
Our Father.
Which art in heaven.
Which art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
On earth.
On earth.
As done in heaven.
As done in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day, Lord.
Our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us
our trespasses.
Our trespasses.
As we forgive those.
As we forgive those.
Who trespass against us.
Who trespass against us.
Lead us not.
Lead us not.
Into temptation.
Into temptation.
But deliver us.
But deliver us.
From evil.
From all evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
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 The power.
The power.
The glory.
And the glory.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray that you prayed that prayer along with us. Hallelujah. And we give God all the praise, honor, and glory. And at this time, if you have a prayer request, praise the Lord. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Hallelujah. And we will go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
If you have a prayer request, press 1 on your dial pad.
Amen. Praise God.
Go ahead, caller. Your last 4 digits are 0400. Go ahead with your prayer request, please.
Amen. Praise God.
Good afternoon. My prayer request, I have a daughter in ministry in Kansas City, and her mm-hmm. young daughter is 22, and she
okay.
has gotten on drugs. And she had okay. a total mental breakdown. So I want y'all okay. to pray for Amanda that her mind be restored, and also to yeah. pray for her mother, which is in the ministry, and her mother is going through cancer treatment. So, you know, that's a okay. lot on her plate. So
yeah.
please remember Amanda, and I'm going to give you the first name. Her name is Julie. Julie is the mother. That is going
Julie.
Through this. Julie.
Okay.
J-U-L-I-E, I believe. And Amanda is her
All
daughter.
Right. All right. Thank you so
okay,
much,
thank
Mother
you.
Pat. Down.
All
thank
right.
you. Praise Caller, your last 4 digits are 0209. Go ahead, please.
I'm calling for my granddaughter, Cashmere, and she was diagnosed with cancer, but the Lord blessed her with that. And she's been in the hospital for about 4 weeks. I'm just praying for her strength and her faith in the Lord more and more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Gloria. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise okay. God.
All right. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 4517. 4517. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. This is Minister Lolita. And
hello, Minister Lolita.
Hello. I am calling for a prayer for my family. I lost my mom, as you know, 2 weeks ago. And so, but maybe been 3 now, But I just just want prayer, continuously prayer for myself to just strengthen, for strength mentally, emotionally, as well as physically, because some days are harder than others. That spirit of just, you know, just want to just stay in a dark room and like a depression and anxiety. But I know I have a lot of work to do in the marketplace as far as ministry. So I can no longer sit, because my mom, she's just, the only thing she said the last time we were together was go and do God's work. And so I have to do it, because I don't want to, not just for myself, but I don't want to disappoint her. So just pray for my strength. Pray that I continue to stay in his face and I just don't get weary in well-doing, and don't doubt myself when I hear him say, tell this person this, go and go here. And when I, you know, so what I'm noticing is when I'm obedient, I see the flow of things. I see the anointing just flowing, and it gives me so much peace. You know, at this moment, it's not even about the joy; it's the peace of knowing that I've done what God asked me to do, and to look and turn around and look back and see the manifestation of others, and it has nothing to do with me. And so I have gotten up. I am going forward in the ministry that he has given me. I am going to be obedient. I am going to, again, it's in the marketplace. I just ask for prayer. I ask for covering, that the words flow from my belly out of my mouth, because I am full. And the ninth, this is the ninth month. So this month will end with a delivery of the Holy Ghost and his power, and his word shall go forth in the name of Jesus. I pray, I pray, and I pray, and I ask you all to pray, because I want to do this thing. I want to walk this walk for God. I want to be obedient to him. I just want to do what he say do, go where he say go, and just, I just want to help others. I just want to help pick them up, because when I, it was many times I was down. It was many times I was in dark places. It was many times I just cried out, and it was just me and God. It was just me and God. And I just thank him for being the God that will never leave nor forsake you. I thank him for letting me know that he loves me in spite of. He still loves me. And I thank him for that. I thank him for his glory. I thank him for his favor. I thank him, and I praise him. And one thing about it, no matter what I go through, no matter what it looks like, not once do I have a thought of leaving or forsaking him. Because without him, I don't know where I would be. I have high blood pressure. I'm a diabetic. When I was in Florida with my family, During the time of the bereavement of my mom, let me tell you, my blood pressure was 207 over 117. But I continued to walk this thing out because I knew what I had to do. There was a work, and I know what he told me he was going to use me to do. And I couldn't, I just knew I couldn't do it if I had gone to the emergency room. So I said, God, you have to do this. You're going to have to anoint me. You're going to have to, I need to walk in your strength. I know we're supposed to be asking for prayer, but I'm just so full that, because I've been holding it so long, I know it's going to burst, because I can feel, you know, I can feel the pain. I can feel the birthing pain, and it's ready to be pushed out. And so just keep, I'm going to stop right there and just keep me in prayer, because I'm on fire for him. And it has nothing to do with me, none of me, but all of him.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Your prayer request. And we will certainly address, and we thank God for you, Sister Lolita. God bless you. Praise God. Amen. caller, your last four digits are 4829. 4829. Go ahead with prayer request, please.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. My name is Kim McClinton. I'm just asking for prayer for myself and my family that the Lord will continue to bless and keep us. And I want to say a special prayer for my sister, Jaretta, who is suffering from cancer right now. And I'll just ask that you would just lift our entire family up in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister King. Praise God. And we will certainly lift your family up in our prayers and pray for your sister as well. Praise God. So thank you for sharing that prayer request. Is there another? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Praise God. If there is another, hallelujah. We want to make sure to give everybody the opportunity. If you have a prayer request, that we can come together in this time of prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and ask that. You want to pray for good news for yourself? Yes. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and ask that Pastor Hilton Britt gets go ahead and start us out in prayer. Pastor Minister Hilton, praise the Lord. Go ahead and start us out in prayer. We'll press 1 on your dial pad. Praise the Lord. And we're going to, and then we will make sure to get these prayer requests covered.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brother Dickon. We're available. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God. We give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ for this opportunity of prayer for the body of Christ. For a lost and a dying world. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are Lord of all. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of all creation, O Lord. By you and through you, all things were created. And by you and through you, all things exist and consist and have their being. O Lord, we pray, O Lord, we bind the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. The devil is a defeated foe, and all of his host is a defeated foe. In the name of Jesus, we declare the light of the glorious gospel going forth in the north of this nation, in the north of the nation, the south of the nation, the east and the west, propelling and going forth throughout all this earth, because Jesus is Lord. The forces of darkness are broken and defeated. The people of God are loosed and we are free. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. For we are people called of God, born by his Holy Spirit, standing in his righteousness, standing in the truth of the word of God. And the word of God is moving forth. We declare as we speak it forth in Jesus' name, the forces of darkness are being broken. The head of the enemy is crushed underfoot because the Lord Jesus Christ made an open show of him, all principalities and powers. And he went in hell itself and crushed the devil. And we come against the forces of darkness in this earth realm. We stand and we arrest the powers, the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high and low places. We call them down in the name of Jesus, and we push them back. We thank you, Lord, that the light of your word is breaking forth, O Lord, in this city, O Lord, in Columbus, O Lord, in the state of Georgia, in the state of Alabama, throughout this nation, that the forces of darkness and the powers of darkness are being broken in the name of Jesus as your word is going forth. And we declare it, O Lord. We call down the spirits of murder and violence and lawlessness, Lord. We call down the spirits of strife and bitterness and envy and jealousy, spirits of sexual immorality, spirits of idolatry, We call them down in the name of Jesus from their high places. We thank you, Lord, that by the power of your Holy Ghost, O Lord, you are convicting of sin, oh hallelujah, and of righteousness, because the prince of this world has been judged. We call him down and we topple him. We crush, oh Lord, the spirits of witchcraft and sorcery, oh Lord, and all manner of darkness in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that the light of the glorious gospel is breaking forth on the north, the south, the east, and the west. The people of God are free, and they are moving forth, oh Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit that you have given them, oh Lord. We shake ourselves. We shake ourselves, oh Lord, from the slumber. And we arise a mighty army, for the greater one is in you. Go forth in the name of Jesus. Stand, having done all to stand. We stand on standing in the word of our God, standing in the faith that he has given us, standing in the provision that he's given us to walk. We will walk and not become weary. We will run and we will not faint, because greater is he, hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. These are perilous times. Beloved, we are in the last time. People of God must shake themselves, stir ourselves, be about the work of our Father, be about the Lord's work to do his will. Oh, a lost and a dying world is crying out for the ways of God. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, you will convict men, oh, Lord, and women of sin and of righteousness, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, for our families, Lord Jesus. We, we declare, Lord, the people of God are covered. In Jesus' name, you're covered by his precious blood. No weapon, no device of the enemy can prevail against you. No device, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like. God is with you. No, and in the midnight hour, hallelujah, he will show himself to be a God to you. He will show himself to be mighty to you. He will break forth and crush the forces of darkness that are coming against your life. He will show himself to be your Lord and your Savior, your Holy One, your strong and mighty One, the great shepherd of the sheep, the chief shepherd of the sheep. He will stand for you, and he will not allow the powers of darkness to prevail against you. In Jesus' name, I declare it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He will stand for you. You have the victory. You have the victory in Jesus' name. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We pray, oh Lord, for the ministers of the gospel throughout this city, throughout this nation, throughout this world, oh Lord. Those who have your anointing, oh, those that you have called and chosen, Lord, to stand in this hour. To stand in this day, Lord, that you have equipped them, O Lord, to go forth, Lord. So stand upon the word of your God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word cannot fail. The word cannot fail. His words are faithful. His words are true. His words stand and break the rock in two. He has defeated the enemy. Hallelujah. Your God is God. All things are subject unto him. All things are subject unto him. And you declare his word. And I declare you will see the glory of God. You will see the goodness of God. You will see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. For he stands behind his word to perform it. He will perform that which he has spoken unto you. He, that one shot a tongue of that which he has written or declared, your fault shall fall to the ground. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And he walks with us. Hallelujah. Abide in the secret place of the Most High, standing under the shadow of the Almighty God. Amen. His word is working mightily through his people. Stand and declare. Push back the darkness. The glorious light of the gospel is shining forth in your heart and through your word. For your words are spirit, and your words are life. And as you declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, it is breaking forth on the left and on the right, in the north and the south, in the east and the west. In Jesus' name, Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we pray for the lost, O Lord. We pray for the lost, O Lord. Give them ears to hear that which the Holy Spirit is speaking and saying. Give them eyes to see and a heart to understand. We bind and break the powers of darkness that would kind of cloak their hearts. But in the name of Jesus, Lord, they are hungry. They are ready to receive. Help equip us, Lord. You have equipped us. Help us to go. Help us to go in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. We magnify you. Show yourself mighty. Yeah. Show yourself strong. Glorify your holy name, Lord. Glorify your holy name, Lord. Glorify your holy name, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for that powerful prayer. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you praise, Father. Oh, yes, we do. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer, hearing our cry, hearing our supplication, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to share with the audience Philippians, praise God, chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. And in the reading, God, so the word of God says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Father God, just lifting up your holy name, Lord. We thank you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
We give praise and honor, Lord God, to you and to the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. For you are the God Most High, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you adoration. We give you thanksgiving for this opportunity, Lord God, to call upon your name. What a wonderful God. What a mighty God. What an awesome God you are. What a good, good Father, Heavenly Father, Lord God, you are. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son into this world, who lived, Lord God, and died for our sins, who was resurrected to bring restoration of our relationship, Father, back to you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We give you all the praise, Lord God. You said all we have to do, Lord God, is just simply confess, believe, and receive, Father God. And so we thank you, Lord God, for your plan of salvation. We pray, Lord God, as my brother prayed earlier, Father God, for those that are lost in this world, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that you will open their eyes, spiritual eyes to see. Open their spiritual ears to hear. Open their hearts, Lord God. Let it be fallow ground, Heavenly Father. Allow your word to go forth, Lord, to be able to penetrate the heart. Penetrate the minds, Lord God. Hallelujah. Of those, Lord God, that are lost.
Yes, Lord.
Help them, Father God, so that they will receive you as Lord and Savior of their life and be able to make the greatest decision in their lives, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you praise.
Praise your name, Father. Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Have no way, Lord. Let them will be done.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your provision, Lord. For you are Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings of God in our life, Father God.
Yes.
Yes, we don't take those things for granted, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, Lord. Thank you for your protection, Lord God, in the midst of this pandemic, Lord God.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you that everyone on this line, Heavenly Father, has been protected and their lives spared, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that covers us, Father, from the crown of our head down to the soles of our feet, Lord God. Not only covered, but as Mother Pat said, sealed by your precious shed blood,
yes.
Lord
praise
God.
God.
We give you all the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Your grace, that unmerited favor that we don't even deserve, but because you loved us so much, Lord, you endowed us with your grace, Father. We thank you for mercies that are renewed each and every morning, Lord God.
Yes.
Fresh mercies, Lord God, for each and every day, Father God. We thank you that you're such a faithful God, Lord, that you're not like man, Heavenly Father, that tell you one thing and do another, Father God. But you are God. You are faithful, Lord God, and your word goes forth. It does not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent.
Yes.
And purpose to accomplish, Lord God. Your word tells us that heaven and earth, Lord God, will pass away, but your word, my God, it will never fail. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your word, that you left us with guidance, that you left us with direction on how to live this life, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you left us with your word, Lord God, so that we will be able to have it to stand on, to declare, Lord God, to be able, Lord God, to speak forth your word, Father God, and to see your word come to pass, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
Thank you that you said life and death lie in the power of the tongue, Father, and all that we have to do is line our word up with your word, Heavenly Father, and we will see miracles, signs and wonders, Heavenly Father. We will be able to do the greater work that your son said that we will do, Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we go ye into all the world, preaching and teaching this gospel, Lord God, so that souls will be saved.
Yes.
Lives will be changed for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Lord, we give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us, Father, for our sins, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you cover us with your blood, that because Jesus has covered us with his blood, we can stand before you, Lord God, and you don't yet see us in our sinful state, Father God, but you see us through the precious shed blood of your son, Jesus Christ,
yes,
making us, Lord God, able to come before you, Lord God, that we don't need a man to come between God and us, Lord, but we can come before you, Lord God, hallelujah, making our petitions known, Father God, knowing, Lord God, that you hear us,
yes,
and that you answer our prayer, Lord God.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you for your precious shed blood of Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for our sins while we were yet in our sins, Father God.
Yes, yes.
We thank you that he calls us friends, Father. Your word says in John 15:13, that greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus did for us. So we give you praise, Lord. We lift up, Lord God, our families to you tonight, Father God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come against, Lord God, all the powers of darkness, all the forces of the enemy. Say you have no place,
yes,
no dominion, no authority in the name of Jesus,
name
Lord
of
God. We pray for marriages that are having difficulty, Lord,
yes,
God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that you bind that husband and bind that wife together, Lord,
yes,
God, that they will come together and serve you, Father God. We pray for the salvation of souls of husbands and wives, Lord God,
yes,
because, Lord God, as they lead their family, Father God, then the children have an opportunity in the name of Jesus, because your word tells them that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Yes. So, Lord, we give you praise, Lord God. We pray for that family, Lord God, that's battling issues of spiritual warfare, Heavenly
yes.
Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name
Lord
Jesus.
God, let them recognize their spiritual weaponry, Lord God, that they have power in prayer, that they have power in the name of Jesus, that they have power in the presence of Almighty God,
yes.
that they have power in fasting, Lord God, that they have power, Lord God, spiritual weapons, Lord God, that they have at their disposal, that they don't have to allow the enemy to come in and run rampant. But your word says, as the word of God is even spoken forth, Lord, that the enemy cannot stand in the presence of your light. But as your word is spoken, it is written, as it was when the enemy tried to kill our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he said, it is written, hallelujah, and the enemy had to flee, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, that the enemy, the blood of Jesus comes against you, and that he will take flight
yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord, for peace in our homes, Lord
yes.
God. We thank you, Lord God, that you restore love in our homes in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, Lord God, that Heavenly Father, that you meet the financial need, Lord God, of those families battling financial issues, that you will show yourself strong, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider, Father God. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God,
yes.
we thank you for that family whose child has just left for college, Lord God,
yes.
and the other children that are in schools all over this nation, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around your young ones, Lord God,
yes.
your babes in Christ, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Let them not be subjected, Lord God, to peer pressure, but raise up these little lives, Heavenly Father, that for they will speak for the kingdom of God,
yes.
that they will subject pressure on their peers for your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Lord God. Oh, yes, we pray for unity, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, of our society, Lord God. We pray for those that are vaccinated. We pray for those that are not vaccinated, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that your word, that you cover each of them, that you keep them, Father God. We pray for unity in our churches, Heavenly Father,
yes.
Lord God. We pray for
yes.
unity in our homes, Heavenly Father, Lord
yes.
God.
Yes.
We pray for unity and salvation in the political arena, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Lord God. We pray for the salvation of souls of every political official, Lord God, at the state, national, city, and county level, Lord God. Let them be able to receive you as Lord and Savior and make laws that will impact your people, laws for the kingdom of God, Heavenly Father,
yes.
Lord God, based upon your biblical principle, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We lift up this world in our prayers, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray for a fresh revival to go throughout this land, throughout the nation of the United States, throughout every 7 continents on this planet, Lord God,
yes.
even to the remote places of the world, Father God. Your word says that we are to go ye into all the world,
yes.
preaching and teaching, baptizing in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, Lord
yes,
God,
yes.
so that your kingdom will be advanced here in this earth, Lord God, because we recognize, Lord, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we call forth laborers in the vineyard, Father God, to be able to go forth in obedience, Lord, and do your holy will, Father God.
Yes.
Oh, we give you praise tonight, Lord God. We lift up these private prayer requests and personal prayer requests,
yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
In Jesus' name.
We pray, Lord God, for the prayer requests of Mama Pat Gallo, Lord God. We lift up Amanda, Lord God,
yes,
to you in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Your word says, Father, that God has Jesus, that her body, praise God, be free of any drug influence, Heavenly Father,
yes,
God. We
yes.
pray for her salvation in Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, yes, it will be done.
Praise God, hallelujah. We pray for her mother, Julie, Lord God.
Yes,
we pray, Lord God. And we rebuke cancer, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your word says that Jesus Christ is the name above all names, that every name has to bow to the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Cancer has got to bow. Diabetes has got to bow. Drug addictions have got to bow. Spiritual, Lord, demonic possession has got to bow in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Kidney disease has got to bow. The autism, yes, Lord, has got to bow. High blood pressure, oh, yes. Praise God, has got to bow. Oh, yes, to the name that is above all names. Every sickness and every disease has got to bow to the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we ask, Lord, that your precious will, your perfect will be done in the lives of Amanda and Julie, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up, Lord God, Kashmir to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for clearing and healing her body of cancer, Lord God. We thank you for curing her of all sickness and disease, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that she will walk forth from that hospital room and that hospital bed, Lord God, renewed, Lord God, that, Lord God, we speak healing to her physical body and all that are ill, Lord God, that every cell, nerve, tissue, organ, bone, joint, and system of their bodies, Lord, will line up according to your perfect will in the name of Jesus,
name
Lord
Jesus.
God. We give you praise, Father, and we thank you for your healing power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We lift up Minister Lolita's request, Lord God. Oh, we pray for her family, Father God. We pray, Lord, that you strengthen her, even in the loss of her mom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth healing to her spirit. Bring forth healing to her physical body, her mental body, her emotional self, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for you are Jehovah Rapha, Lord God. We rebuke depression in the name of
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus comes against it, Lord. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord God. That joy will replace depression in the name of
Jesus,
Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing her business and her ministry to go forth, Lord, that she will be able to go forth, Lord, and touch the lives of your people, Lord God, and that which you have endowed within her, Father God, shall go forth so that she will be able to make a difference for your kingdom, Father, here in this earth, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we rebuke high blood pressure and diabetes, Father, in her life, Lord God. Bring forth your healing. Allow her to walk in the manifestation of your healing power. Allow her to continue to walk in your holy strength, Father, in Jesus' name. We lift up the prayer request of Sister Kim McClinton tonight, Father God, in the name of
Jesus,
Lord God. We pray for her family, Heavenly Father. We pray that you wrap your loving arms around them, Lord God, that you let them know that you are nigh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Lord God, even for, hallelujah, Lord God, her sister, Lord God, in the name that's battling cancer right now, Lord God, we speak your healing to her physical body, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and declare also that every cell and every nerve, every tissue, every organ, every bone, every joint, every system of her question, Lord God. We thank you that you are saying even with cancer, it's no battle for our God, because you, Lord God, are omnipotent, that you're all-powerful, that you're omniscient and all-knowing, Lord God, that you're ever-present at all times, Lord God, and all we got to do is just depend on you. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for her, Kim, her sister Kim's family and her sister, that, Lord God, your perfect will be done in their lives, Lord God, that you join them together in unity, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, again, that your will, and we give you all the praise, Lord God. We thank you that Satan has no place, no dominion, and no authority, Lord God, over their lives, Father God. We speak your salvation over their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for any issue right now, Lord God, that you take it and that you turn it around, Lord God, for their goodness and for your glory, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we know that there's nothing that's impossible for you, Lord God.
Yes.
We know, Lord God, that your will shall go forth, Lord God, unhindered and uninterrupted, Lord God. And pray, Lord God, that your will be done on this earth as it is done in heaven. And we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to ask Elder Maddie Green, praise God.
Yes.
Elder Maddie Green, if you will go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, praise the Lord. Give us a second to find you here. Hallelujah. Elder Maddie Green, that, praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. There it is right there. Hallelujah.
Father,
one second, Elder.
Powerful word.
Oh, no, right ahead.
God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Lord.
I thank you, Lord. And I'll be reading from James, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. Is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. Any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault once to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Our Father,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come unto thee. I humble myself. I surrender unto thee, dear God. You're the one that made us, and you're the one that knew us in our mother's womb. God, you are great and greatly to be praised. You are great God and a great King. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying right now, dear God, for those who are going through any troubles and trials and sorrows within their life, oh, God. We praying that for the comforting spirit that comes from you, Lord. We ask you to comfort their heart as they go through, dear God. Strengthen their faith right now in the name of Jesus. Let them stand boldly as they endure. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, those who are sick and weak in their bodies, as I get weak in my body, dear God, that we pray one for another. And I pray for those who are weak in their bodies right now. Strengthen and renew, Lord Jesus, the cells in their body, God. Strengthen and renew the bones in their body, dear God. Strengthen them, God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Oh, God, have mercy, dear God. For you are more powerful than any sickness and any disease. And we believe and stand on your promises that the sickness and disease are put on your feet by the stripes that you strike
that you bought for us on Calvary Cross and the blood that you shed on Calvary Cross that cleanses us, that heals us, that sanctifies us, that renews us. God, we believe and stand in by faith on your word. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying right now for our nation, for our communities, for our churches and our family, dear God. We need thee, dear God. Every day, every hour, give us strength and give us power to go through, dear God. Help us to stand and be faithful in the house of God. Bless us to be faithful wherever we may be and wherever we may go, dear God, that to stand for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, help our nation, dear God, the leaders, dear God, to come together in the name of Jesus for the righteousness of the kingdom of God, not for their own glory, but for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we are praying in our community. Lord Jesus, destroy that violent spirit that's in our community. Destroy that spirit of lying and that spirit of discord and confusion, and bring forth unity, harmony, love, and peace. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying, dear God, for the families, dear God, to learn how to come together in the name of Jesus, in the spirit of love, not in their own selfish spirit of love, but in the spirit of love that comes only from you, dear God, that we learn how to forgive one another, dear God, and learn how to stand by one another, dear God, and learn how to call one another, because you never know when the spirit of loneliness want to come in and try to defeat what God has already planted in our family. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. It has no more power over the mind. It has no more power over the heart. It has no more power in our family. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we want to say thank you, dear God. Help the women and men of God to stand, Lord Jesus, stand with the plow of the gospel in their hands. Don't fall down. If one get weak, lift the other one up. Oh, God, have mercy. God, we want to say thank you for your goodness and your glory and your salvation that came to us who was outside the camp and brought us in Christ Jesus. Because since we are in Christ Jesus, we are more than a conqueror through Christ. Lord Jesus, it's you that realize in our mind that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You are my strength, and you are my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank
that was great for that powerful prayer. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We give you all the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Praise your name, Lord. Mother Pat, we're going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Go right ahead, Mother Pat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Am I in? Thank you, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I want to share this scripture, and I think it's so appropriate for our prayer tonight. And it comes from the Amplified Bible, Romans 12 and 12. It says, rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be constant in prayer.
Amen.
God wants us to have an attitude of rejoicing, knowing that he is God all by himself, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think. And he don't want us to waver. He wants us to be steadfast and be patient. As we go through our suffering and tribulations, we stay constantly praying, knowing that God answers our prayers. I want
thank God, because I'm living this moment because of
yes.
his grace and his
Amen.
Mercy. Father, I enter into your presence through the precious blood of your son, Jesus. Because if it was
Amen.
Not for the blood, where would we be? Where would I be? So I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I praise you, Father God, because I know, Father God, you say if we call upon you, you will bow your ear unto our cry. And Lord, Father, whatever we should ask in the name of your son, according to your will, it shall be done. You did not say, oh God, that it might be done. You say it shall be done. And that's the confidence we have as your children, knowing, oh God, that you are our Father and we are your children. And we have faith to believe, oh God, in your word and to stand upon your word. Now, Lord, Father God, we pray for our governor. Lord God Almighty, we come in behalf in the name of Jesus before you for our government. It is in such a turmoil all over, oh God. But Lord, your words
Amen.
Say that you, Father God, would have the heart of the king in your hand. And you would turn
Amen.
It whichever way you so desire, oh God. Father God, we thank you that there'll be a free reign of your word upon this earth, up in this nation, that they won't close out your word to go forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, Father God, we pray for our families. Lord, God Almighty, I ask you to deal with the hearts of everyone that is connected to us, those that you have placed in our life, even in the future, oh God. Lord, Father, I apply the blood of Jesus to the deepest places of their heart. And Lord, Father God, I thank you that the blood of Jesus will strip away every lie, every hindrance, every blindness that the enemy has put over them for not being able to hear your word, oh God. Soften that heart.
Yes.
Oh, God Almighty, make that heart pliable in your hand so that it be easy for them to hear when you call, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you loose the spirit of conviction and truth.
Yes.
And revelation of their need of you in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, Father God, we lift up our youth. We have many godly young men and women, boys and girls that are living a life that will please you and is pleasing you. And as they live their life, oh God, that they will be a witness to their peers in the name of Jesus, that their peers will wonder, I want to be like you. I want to live like you. And they'll be able to witness of your goodness and your mercy. Keep our youth covered under the blood as they go forth, oh God, because they are our future in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, Father God, there are so many ungodly entertainers that have great influence. We ask you, Lord God, to turn their hearts around. Turn their hearts around, oh God, is Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and so many, Jay-Z, Father, that they have so much influence on our young people. We ask you, Lord, Father God, that you prepare their hearts to receive, oh God, that you have a witness to go before them and that their hearts would change and they would use that influence that they use for the devil. They would turn it around and use it for you in the name of Jesus. Their souls are worth being saved, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we pray for the church of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, the church has come under so much attack. We bind the spirit of the enemy, every curse, every spell that has been spoken against your church, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you that you said where your anointing is, it would destroy the yokes and the shackles, oh God, not your vessels that stand before those pulpits, oh God, and to minister your word with power and anointing to cut through the atmosphere in the name of Jesus.
that souls will be saved and delivered. Bodies will be healed in the name of Jesus. And every captive that finds themselves strangled up and can't get loose, that they be set free by that man or that woman, that boy or girl that you use with your word. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Right, it divides between all the enemy's plans and plots in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord Father, I thank you and I praise you, oh God, for everything that you're doing in our lives upon this here broadcast. As we lift up one another, you say, pray ye for one another. And Lord Father, we thank you that you hear our prayer. You heard our cry. And Lord Father, I thank you as a witness, a living witness, oh God, that you're able to heal cancer. Cancer is a name that must bow to the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that I'm a witness to your healing power from cancer. In the name of Jesus. And Lord Father, as we continue to speak your word over our bodies, oh God, and declare what your word says. Your word says our body is a temple of your Holy Spirit. And your word says, oh God, that Jesus took the stripes on his back for our healing. And we thank you, Lord God, we continue to speak your word. Your word, your word that will not return back to you, boy, but your word will be accomplished what you sent it out to do. And your word said that we are healed. We are delivered. We are conquerors in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance, oh God. I'm asking, oh God, that you bless them with a double portion of your anointing upon their lives and their ministry in the name of Jesus. And they continue to go forward to minister to your people in Jesus' name. Remember everyone that's connected to them in the name of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone, everyone under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus over your life. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, that you seal them. Hold on, I'm seal them, oh God. Seal them with the blood. Seal them with the blood of your son, oh God. And I thank you, Father God. I give you the praise. I give you the glory and the honor because it belongs to you and you alone, oh God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Pat. Praise God for that powerful prayer. Yes, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Thank you for your word, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And we give you praise, Father. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Jasper Whitehurst to come to the mic for our prayer. Have a thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for those powerful prayer to the glory of God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The scripture will be coming from Psalms 54.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Excuse me, Psalm 55. Psalm 55 comes from verse 16 and 17, King James Version. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me.
Yes, Lord.
Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall my voice. Praise God. God is hearing our voice on today.
Oh, yes.
All it takes two or three coming together in prayer and touching the green. Praise God. And God is paying attention to the prayer of the saints on this hour. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's stand together. Let's pray together. And let's be by God's business. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your divine word, Father. We thank you that we can learn to come into your courts, Lord, into your courts, into your gates. We are thanksgiving, Lord, in our hearts, Lord. Today, Father, we come into your courts with praise, and we boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. No matter what your day looks like, it's still this is the day that God has made.
Yes.
So no matter what's happening or taking place, your circumstances, your situation, this is still the day that God declared the day God had made, amen, on your behalf, on my behalf, amen. We choose to rejoice today, no matter what happened or what it looked like, praise God. We choose to believe and trust in God's word, no matter what it feels like. It's not based on your feeling. It's based on your faith. We learn to walk by faith and not by sight, praise God, because we are people of faith, praise God. No matter what they can do or don't do, we're going to learn to trust in the living God, praise God. In the morning, noon, and night, we're going to trust in God and obey his word to the beginning to the end, amen. He is our Alpha, he is our Maker, praise God. And his praise produced something in us, amen. Give us strength, give us guidance, give us direction, Father. And we thank you for your holy presence, Father. We need your presence on this hour to make us strong when we are weak, praise God. And your grace is sufficient to keep us strong from hour to hour, Lord. We kneel for you, Lord. That amazing grace, Father. They have power in your name, and they have power in your grace, and they have power in your holy divine word, Father. You defeat the enemy at hand, praise God. Amen. The enemy of your mind, praise God, God has already defeated. The enemy of your depression, God has already defeated in Jesus' name. The enemy of what your circumstances happen to be, praise God. Call on the name of Jesus, for they have power in the name of Jesus, amen, to defeat the enemy at all costs, praise God. Lord, we thank you for your holy divine promise, Father. God promised fulfilled from morning to night, Father. He promised the great from Genesis to Revelation, edifying all time, the promise of the Almighty God. He's here to strengthen you, to encourage you, praise God. And he was here to heal your body, your mind, your soul to the glory of God, Father. No matter what you're going through, God got a count of defeat. No matter what you got going through, God got you healing right there through Jesus Christ, Lord. By his stripes, we are healed. No matter what is taking place in your life, God got a word for that, Lord. Put that word to work. Let it be activated in your life to this very day. Add faith to it. You want to see God bring it to pass no matter what. Amen. To the glory of Heavenly Father. We're talking about God of Almighty, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Abraham, the God of today, praise God. Bless his holy name. And we thank God for reunited family, Lord. Sons and daughters, sisters and brothers, praise God. Lord, let your word renew our heart, Father. Renew our spirit unto the things of God. Lord, we need it on this hour, praise God. And not only in America, but throughout this world, in Africa, amen, in Alaska, Lord, throughout each and every continent, in Europe, Lord, in Russia, Father God. You got people all over this globe, Father. Bless them, Lord. They may do your work, do the work you call them to do, Father. You go forth on this earth, Lord, and make disciples, Father. Make saints of the Almighty God, Father. Believers in Christ, Father. And all over this globe, Lord, bless them and their family. Bless them to do what you call commanded to do, Lord. And bless them this very hour, Lord. And our own neighbors and our own community, Father. Our own children, Lord, they are here on this hour, Father. For John said, for me and my house, me and my neighbors, me and my community, Lord, me and this nation, Lord, for me and my generation, we shall serve the Lord God Almighty, Father. We need to declare it, proclaim it, believe it, and receive it on this day, Lord. And stand on your word, Father, Lord. Your word is true from beginning to end. And never come out void. Amen. It shall fulfill what God wanted to fulfill. It shall bless the people who God said to bless. And that his God and holy people, they be the people, Lord. To be obedient to the word of God from beginning to end. So God do not bless disobedient. He blessed obedient by faith. And he a faithful God. Amen. He's faithful to the end.
Yes.
He always faithful, praise God. Yes. His compassion is new every morning, Lord. Lord, pray that your compassion rings in our hearts and our minds to renew our mind, to renew our heart, to regulate our soul, Father, to bring honor and glory to you, Lord, to your holy name, to your holy people, Lord. If we learn to pray, Lord, and bow our heads, Lord, to come castrate unto you, Father, Lord, to become a humble heart unto the things of God, that God will lift us up in the time of need, to trust in your word, and we do every even foul demonic spirit. In Jesus' name, Father, Lord, out of your home, out of your house, and out of your life, Father, to the glory of God, Father, Lord. We declare, Lord, we speak that thing this day in Jesus' name. And all the prayer requests, we speak that God got everything under his control. His mighty word is powerful, Lord. He is author and finisher of our faith, and God's word never fails. No matter what's going on, rain or shine, his word never fails. Sunshine or rain, God's word never fails. And we thank God for your holy divine word. We thank God for his word working in our life on today, amen. And we learn to stand hand in hand. We learn to stand in unity of the spirit and unity of one another and our brother and sister in Christ. And we come together in holiness and prayer, amen. come together with one accord in Jesus' name, Father. And God, desire for us to come together on one accord to do a great and mighty word in our life on today. Amen?
Yeah.
And we thank God for that. God is bigger than your problems. Amen. He's bigger than your circumstance. Praise God. God is almighty God. Amen. And God can do it from day to day. God can do it each and every day. He can do it better than you can do it. Amen. And God, thank God for his holy word. Thank God for the holy power. Thank God for he's the creator of all things. Amen. And we declare God's truth in our life from day to day, from morning to morning, and from hour to hour. That no matter what you have, God can heal your thin, sick body. Amen. God can save your soul on this hour, praise God. And you learn to depend on your sin and receive Christ as your Lord and Savior today. We learn to stand on the word of God. We learn to believe the word of God. We want to learn to trust in his word. No matter what takes place, trust in the God, our Heavenly Father, God that heals us, God, Abba Father, amen, the Almighty God, the God that heals us, the God that delivers us, amen. We pray for Israel, pray for Jerusalem, praise God, pray for their salvation, praise God, pray for the president, by the Lord, pray for our government, Lord, our governors of these states, Father, and our mayors of these cities, Lord, we pray for their salvation, Father. We thank God for each and every one, Lord, that God got full control, amen. Nothing taken by surprise, Father. And you the Lord of our salvation, Father. You are ancient of days, Father. You are the mighty one in Israel, Lord, and you are the mighty one of our life, Father. We thank God for God's strength, Father. Thank God for the joy of our salvation, Lord. We thank God for being so faithful to us, Lord. We are not faithful to ourselves. God is always faithful to us each and every day, Father. We thank God for being most high God. Thank God for giving our strength where we are weak, Father. You're the living God. You're the living Savior, Father. And you're the living bread of life, praise God. You Elohim, Father. You are great and mighty God, Father. You're the God of all creation, Father. You're the God right now, Father. You're the God of strength. You're the Jehovah, Father God. You're our rapper. You're Nisa, Father. You are all, you are Elohim. You're Yahweh, Father. You are God that heal us. You're the God that strengthens us when we are down. You have a build such a strength us to build one another up, Lord, when we are down, to give us strength to endure to the end, Father. And we praise your holy name for your holy word and your holy power, Lord. And we thank God for what you're doing in our life, Father. Give us strength, Lord, to endure, Lord. Give us grace to continue to be strong, Father, that we may be encouraged one another, Lord. And pray for your holy word, your dispensation, your grace in our life, in our brother and sister life, to give us strength, to give us comfort, to give us joy, Lord, to give us peace, Lord. In our battle, you are the Prince of Peace, Father, Lord. And we need that in our life on today, Father. You're the God of everything, Lord. Everything we need, God got it, Lord. God got everything you need, Father. We learn to seek him first, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us, Lord. What you need is God got it. God said he will provide our need, not you want. He will provide your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Father. And we rebuke all these things, the ungodly things, in the name of Jesus, Lord, through the blood of Christ, Father, Lord, for we are healed and sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ, Father, Lord. Sign, seal, and deliver in Jesus' name, Lord. We stand on your word. We stand on the blood of God. We stand on the hold of the promise of the word of God from day to day, for this very hour, Lord. We believe, we receive, and we trust in your word, and we trust in your holy name, for there's no other name above your name but the name of Jesus, Yeshua, Father, Lord. We thank God for his strength. Thank God for your holy word, Father, and help us to walk by sight and not by, help us walk by faith and not by sight, Father, Lord. And pray, Lord, that your word is true to the end. And we praise you, we thank you, we glorify your name, and pray for your people, Lord. Glorify your people in this hour, Father, Lord. All their needs shall be, they'll be prayed for, Lord. All their needs shall be met according to your will of God, Lord. And we praise you, we thank you, Lord, for our brother, for our sister, Lord, for our mother, for our father, Lord. Bless them, guide them, keep them, Lord, to be a strong-minded soldier in the things of God. And we pray for the soldier on the battlefield of the hour, Father, Lord. Be in different parts of the world, Father, Lord. Bless them, keep them, guide them, bring them back home safely, Father, Lord. For wherever they are, in Iran and Korea, Father, Lord, in Germany, Lord, in Europe, Father, wherever they are, Father, Lord. Bring them back home safely to their family, Lord. And we pray for their salvation to the glory of God. And we praise you. We thank you for your holy word and your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct our path. To thank you, strengthen us, Lord, where we need to be strengthened, Lord. And pray, Lord, we learn to trust in your word. For your word of truth, Father, Lord. And your word is a living word, the word, a powerful word, Father. And we thank God for your holy word this hour. Let your will be done to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We give God. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We've been obedient, Father, according to your word as we've lifted up these prayers to you, Lord God. We thank you for every minister that prayed.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God, for every man and woman, boy and girl, Lord God, that was on this line tonight.
Thank
we
you,
pray, Lord God, that you cover them, that
yes.
you keep them, that you protect
that
them,
you seal them,
that
with
you
blood,
seal
blood.
Them with your
blood
precious
Jesus.
Blood and
the
allow
word of God.
Your perfect will to
yes.
go forth in their lives, Father, unhindered and uninterrupted. And for that, Lord God,
we give
you all
the
praise,
glory.
Honor, and glory.
Yes.
And to
God
be
all
the glory. We pray, go forth this week. We thank you for tuning in
yes,
tonight.
God bless you.
We pray that you go forth this week, and may the blessings of God continue to rest and abide with you. In
Jesus'
name we
pray.
Amen. Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.
Victory. There will be victory. I turn it.
That God will turn it around.
God
know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on! Coming.